For medical attention. Having the fear of black lung disease that killed most miners in their mid-40s. It costs a lot of money for doctors, and us miners still can't get insurance. I worked in the mines all my life. Some 20-odd years, my family lived in fear that each day when I would go to the mines that I might never return home alive. My dad didn't one day. I still miss the old home place because the city's sure no easy place to earn a living, especially when you're like me. All I know to do is work in the mines, and even that's no easy job with the poor working conditions. Well, I couldn't even eat breakfast in the morning because I just vomited up from laying on my back and crawling on my knees in that dirty old mine. We walked out on strike protesting poor working conditions and no insurance benefits and low pay, but with no help from the unions and our families facing starvation, we were forced to return to the mines. I wonder where it will all end. When will people start caring for one another? I believe that's the answer.
The house I live in, these bars of steel, they're designed to break my spirit and destroy my mind. But they only serve to make me stronger and more determined to defeat my enemy. The ruling fascist elite has ruled me a political prisoner and has thrown me amongst the ranks of the forgotten, expecting never to hear from me again. But being here only gives me more time to plan my next move. Inside these walls, there's a whole different kind of world. A world where power is absolute, and the actions of the pigs that run this place are never questioned. No one on the outside could ever imagine the mass genocide of our people that goes on in here. Remember Attica. Remember George Jackson. Remember the Wilmington 10. Remember all of our brothers and sisters that have been tortured and murdered and buried within these walls. And remember, this house is only able to stand because you dare not speak out in the face of truth. So speak out. It may be you the next time. By the river in a little tent, yes I was, and just like the river I've been running ever since. It's been a long time coming. But I know change is gonna come. It's been a long time coming, but I know change is gonna come. When I go to my
brother, and I say, brother, help me please. Anyone but knocking me to my knees. Oh, there in time, and I thought, I couldn't last. I couldn't last too long. It's been a long time coming, but I know change is gonna come. Yes, it is. A knock comes to my door. Hey, who turns out to be a human just like you and me? And I'm bitter. Each day my bitterness grows deeper and deeper as I search for reasons to what we were really fighting for. You see, I volunteered my life to fight in the war, a war that was supposed to guarantee freedom for my people here at home, that they would have a better life. And I'm bitter. It was not the Vietnamese, it was not the Japanese, it was not the communists who pulled a gun on my mother because she was 1 minute late for work in the fields. Hell, she had a sick baby at home to care for. And there been times that I thought I couldn't last. I couldn't last too long. It's been a long time coming, but I know change is gonna come. Yes, it is.
El derecho de vivir, poeta de Ho Chi Minh, que golpea Vietnam a toda la humanidad. Ningún cañón borrará cadena que ha de triunfar el derecho de vivir en paz. Yo nuestra canción, que es puro fuego de amor, es palomo, paloma, olí del olivar. Es el canto universal, cadena que ha de triunfar, el derecho de vivir en paz, el derecho de vivir en paz.
I'm being asked, what false figures and doctored statistics must I feed into this computer so that it will give the generals the excuse that they need to carry on a war that not only can't be won, but should not be won? What is the morality of trying to destroy a brave people, the Vietnamese, whose belief in their cause is so strong that they fight back harder, with firmer resolve each time that their land and their babies are blown up by America's bombs? Beautiful land. Precious babies, I've seen them. Human beings so proud and so bold, and yet we call them gooks. Because it's so much easier, don't you know, to drop napalm on gooks than it is on human beings. What kind of vicious inhumanity is this? What kind of sick and depraved minds would look at persons as if they were things? This is racism, like the world has never known before. And you want me to tell you this war can be won? It's already lost. It was lost long before it was started. It was lost, America, when you told that poor young black man whom you wouldn't provide a job for that you would pay him to fight. You gave him no choice, and then you lied to him. You told him he was going to fight for someone else's freedom when he did not have his own. And now he's dead. You killed him, America, and you don't even care. God damn you, America, and God damn your system, your war, and your men who created it. God damn you, Secretary Rusk and Secretary McNamara, for lying to the people to hide the death and destruction you caused. And God damn you, General Taylor and General Westmoreland, I charge you with the premeditated murder of innocent babies whose blood drips from your hands. And God damn you, President Johnson, you who could have stopped it all but kept it going because you didn't want to look weak or admit you were wrong. You blinded yourself to the tortures and suffering, all because you wanted to perpetuate your immoral and corrupt power. And you want me to feed your statistics into this computer? I'll feed it all right, but I'll feed it with the truth. And I'll take the truth that comes out, the truth which reveals America is committing one of the greatest atrocities in the history of mankind. I'll take that truth and expose it to the world.
Every time I think of giving up and start heading for the door, I get this very strange vibration. It seems to call me back for more. It says, turn around, you fool. You know you love her more, more. Tell me why. Is it so? Never can say goodbye. No, 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 I never can say goodbye. Every time I think of giving up, start heading for the door, I get this very strange vibration. It seems to call me back for more. It says, turn around, you fool. You know you love her more, more. Tell me why. Is it so? Goodbye, girl. I never can say goodbye. Every time I think of giving up and start heading for the door, I get this very strange vibration. It seemed to call me back for more. It says, turn around, you fool. You know you love me more and more. Tell me why. Is it so? Don't want to let you go. I never can say goodbye. No, hey, I never can say goodbye, girl. I never can say goodbye. No, hey, I never can say goodbye, girl. I never can say goodbye.
Cabo. By Mir Baraka. A closed window looks down on the dirty courtyard, and black people call across, or walk across, or scream across, defying physics in the stream of their will. Our world is full of sound. Our world is more lovely than anyone's. Though we suffer and kill each other and sometimes fail to walk the air, we are beautiful people with African imaginations. Full of mass. Eyes, arms, and noses. Though we sprawl in gray chains, in a place full of winters, when what we want is sun. We have been captured, brothers, and we labor to make our getaway into the ancient image, into a new correspondence with ourselves and our black family. Now we need magic. Now we need the spells to rise up, return, destroy, and create. What will the sacred words be?
Now, ladies and gentlemen, it is comedy time right here at Jonestown. She's 77 years old and every bone in her body that works. Let's give a round of applause for the Jonestown Moms Mabley. Woo! Come on.
Ain't nothing jumping but the peas in the pot. Now they wouldn't jump if the water wasn't hot. I'm limited tonight to just three of them, three little ones. Well, I want you to know it was a surprise to me today. I picked up an old box of X-Lax and ate the whole box. Didn't nobody tell me that wasn't all chocolate. Now, there was a young man that went to the city, and he wanted to get a date. So he had plenty of money, and he knew he was on the ball. So he went up to a fellow on the street and said, look, he said, I'd like to know where I could find some girls. So the fellow said, I know exactly where you can go, too. He said, see that house down on the corner? You go down there, and you do exactly what the instructions tell you to do. So he went down, and in the living room, he saw a little post, a little card that said, "Take off your, take your billfold out and put it on the table. Take off all your diamonds and lay them here too. And go to the next room." So he did what the note said and he went on. When he got to the next room, the note says, "Take off your tie. Take off your suit and your shirt. Go to the next room."
Oh, yeah.
So when he got to the third room, the note says, "Take off your shoes and your socks and your underwear and proceed." So he went, he did that, and then he went through the door. And he found himself standing in the alley. Well, the door closed real fast behind him. And he looked and it said, "You just been screwed. Bye."
That's Mom's Maiden. One more time for Mom's Maiden.
We got so much, y'all. Well, we have it much more than they can see now. Well, we have it much more than they can see.
We've got so much.
Well, we have it much more than they can see.
They can't see.
Well, we have it much more than they can see.
Oh, yeah, now.
Well, we have it much more than they can see.
One more time.
When the night goes in the sun, I feel the rushing and the pouring rain. And the moment that you wonder far from me, I wanna feel you in my arms again. Yeah, cause it may not seem that I care for you. Keep me warm in your love and it's stopping you. And it's me you need, so how deep is your love? Oh yeah, you know it means a lot. Cause we're living in a world of fools, breaking us down when they all should let us be. They belong to you and me. I believe in you. You know that you're embarrassing. And the light of my deepest darkest hour, you're my trigger when I fall. You may not seem that I care for you. Keep me warm in your love, and you know I do. And it's me you need. How deep is your love?
How deep is your love?
You know it means a lot. Cause we're living in a world of fools, breaking us down when they all should let us be. They belong to you and me.
La la
la, oh, la 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 la. La 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 la. Cause it may not seem that I care for you. Keep me warm in your love and you know I do. And it's me you need to. How deep is your love?
Oh love, how deep is your love?
You know it means a lot. Cause we're living in a world of fools, breaking us down. Cause we're living in a world of fools, breaking us down when they all should let us be. They belong to you and me.
Goodbye.
One more time.